Hello, good morning, Sawadee Kap.
老师用泰语为大家话早晨。
I spent 2 weeks in Thailand spreading the gospel, but of course it is good to be back.
我在泰国两个星期传福音，但是很高兴回来温哥华。
To be honest, I wish I would never leave Thailand.
老实说，我真的不想离开泰国。
But I think the gospel needs to be everywhere, of course, in Vancouver as well.
但是我深信福音是应该传遍世界，包括在温哥华，在泰国。
So before we start, why don't we bow our heads and pray?
我们请低头祈祷。
Father God, we are so thankful to be living in a place like Vancouver.
天父，我哋好感谢你，我哋能够安居喺温哥华。
And Father, we live here. We have the blessings of your comfort. And Father, we pray that we would have deep roots in Jesus.
我哋好多谢你，我哋喺呢度有舒适嘅环境，但系我哋更加要扎根喺耶稣嘅里边。
Because we know that in Vancouver, we are so blessed that sometimes we can be just so concentrated on just the blessings.
天父，我哋知道喺温哥华，我哋因为好舒适嘅时候，我哋就会成日个心系挂住呢啲嘅事。
So Father, as the word is preached today, may we remind ourselves to have deep roots in you.
今日当你话预备解开嘅时候，神啊，叫我哋知道我哋嘅心应该紧紧系扎根于你嘅里边。
We thank you and we just pray in Jesus' name.
我哋多谢你，奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
Amen.All right. I want you to imagine a husband and his pregnant wife, and they're just about to give birth.
我想大家试想，想象一下，有个丈夫带住年轻嘅妻子，咁个妻子又怀孕，就嚟要生产啦。
But in their situation, they can't find a hospital to give birth at.
但当时嘅情形就系佢哋揾唔到个医院。
And they tried to look everywhere for for some accommodation. They tried to go to someone's house, but they said, no, we can't have you giving birth at our house.
他们呢周围去找地方，包括呢想借朋友的地方，但是呢啲朋友都说不得的，你不可以在这里生产。
And they can't even go back home because their landlord says to them, no, you can't give birth here.
他们呢回去自己租借的地方，但个房东呢都赶他们出街，就说你不可以在这里生产。
And I want you to imagine that this couple, wherever they went, they were always met with a shut door.
我们时常想象下这一对年轻的夫妇去到哪里呢都吃闭门羹。
And I want you to imagine that, like, what would you do? Where would you go if you were this couple?
如果你是这对夫妇，你会去哪里呢？你会怎么做呢？
And all of a sudden, the time has come for the baby to be born right in that moment. How desperate would you be?
如果时候到了，那个 BB 要出世了，那你这心急成会怎呢？
It's a very heartbreaking situation, for sure.
是呢，会令到你真的很惊，很心痛的时刻。
And if it were me,It'd be very sad, but I would just try to find some kind of alleyway, and I would find some kind of cardboard box, perhaps put some crumpled newspaper in there, and when I have the baby, I would put that baby in there.
咁如果系我哋嘅传道咧，佢就会去啲巷，去个巷仔度，咁啊喺里边咧，喺个巷仔度要揾。找个纸箱啦，咁希望个纸箱有啲好巢嗰啲报纸啦，咁然后咧个 B B 就生落去个纸箱度，咁就瞓喺个纸箱度啦。
If you were to like walk by this moment and you saw that my baby were born like that, what would you think?
如果你啱啱行过见到传道嗰个 B B 瞓咗喺个纸箱度，你会为佢做啲咩呢
？Would you think that I am a good father?
你会唔会觉得我系个好父亲呢
？Would you think the baby that were just born would have the best life？
你会唔会觉得呢个 B B 将来会有个好嘅生活呢
？Or would you think that This is a very shameful situation, and this baby probably has no point and no purpose in this world.
咁你会唔会觉得呢个环境实在太差啦？呢个 B B 将来都唔会有好日子过。
And I think these are some things that maybe people were thinking about when they saw Jesus born in a manger.
我相信当时嘅人喺耶稣出生马槽里边嘅时候，都系会咁谂。
So I want to look again at verses 1 to 7 on the chapter 2, the book of Luke. I'll read it in English first and we'll read them again in Chinese.
我们再看路加福音二章一至七节。
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to that house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
路加福音第二章第一至七节，当那些日子，该撒亚古士督有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这是居利纽作叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城报名上册。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
I really want to concentrate on that word that's mentioned, that Jesus was born in a manger.
我特别要大家注意的是耶稣是生在马槽里。
Sometimes when we hear that word and see it on TV, it's made to look very cute and made look very wonderful. Oh, it's really adorable. Jesus is born in a manger.
当我们有时看电视看到耶稣降生在马槽，那个马槽整得很得意的，很漂亮，很可爱的，那我们就会觉得，哎呀，真的好了，耶稣生在马槽上。
But to be honest, that's like the complete opposite of what a manger is.
其实真的马槽呢是一点都不是这样的。
A manger is a place that you put all the animal food in there, and then the animals, when they're hungry, they would come to the manger and they would eat out of that.
其实马槽呢就是一个好像一个木箱那样，然后呢就是将那些动物食物那些食嘢就摆喺里边，咁啲动物饿咧就行过嚟个箱嗰度食嘢。
And I don't know if you have seen animals eat out of something, but they're not the most appealing animals to watch as they're eating.
我唔知道大家有冇仔细睇过啲动物食嘢嗰个样吓，佢动物食嘢咧就系一啲都唔礼貌，一啲都唔斯文。
No, they eat their food as fast as they can and there's saliva, and then it's kind of disgusting, to be honest.
如果动物食嘢嗰时咧，就会好心急咁样样，然后啲口水周围飞，咁然后咧就食得好似好唔合体统咁。
It's certainly not the cleanest place for a baby.
绝对咧系对一个 B B 嚟讲，呢笪地方实在太污糟。
If you are giving birth to your baby, you would want clean blankets. You would want clean clothes, you would want a nice nursery bed, you'd want the best for your baby.
我相信你 BB 出生的时候，你一定比他是最好的一间房，最靓的床，最舒服的床单啊，被铺啊，咁。
So when I read this, I'm thinking, God, why did you allow this to happen?
当我睇到呢度嘅时候，我就问神，点解你会容许你自己嘅儿子生喺一啲咁嘅地方
？There is something very meaningful that God is trying to tell us.
其实里边含有好特别嘅意思。
Now, if people looked at how Jesus was born, they might not have expected much of him.
如果佢哋睇耶稣出生嘅地方，佢哋一定会觉得佢将来唔会系一个咩特别嘅人。
Especially since we know that Jesus is king, we're thinking that he would be born in a much more beautiful place.
特别我哋知道耶稣系做王嘅，我哋会觉得佢会生长喺一个好华丽嘅地方。
And so there are many truths that we can learn from this story.
所以在这个特别的故事里面，我们会学到很多的真理。
Let me start off with the first truth.
第一个真理是什么呢？
How you start your life is not necessarily how you will live your life.
是你怎么样开始你的人生，不代表你的人生以后就是这样过渡。
I want to say that again because it's very important. How you start your life is not necessarily how you will live your life.
这一点第一点的真理是很重要的。怎样开始你的生活不是代表以后你是怎样过渡你的人生。
We humans, we people, we're sinful people, so we often like to judge each other from where we grew up from.
因为我们都有大有罪，所以很多时候我们会批判人家，看看人家在哪里出世生长。
And you know what I'm talking about because in Vancouver, we all know of a place in Vancouver where perhaps the most poorest people live.
在温哥华，我们知道在什么地区里面呢，是最穷的人在那里生长。
And if we were to meet anyone that told you that, I was raised in East Vancouver, you would have a feeling, you would have some kind of preconceived notion of,what that person sort of grew up like.
如果有人话俾你听，佢喺温哥华东区好穷嘅地方出生，咁你咧大概会谂到佢生活系点。
And I was also guilty of doing that too to a person that I once knew.
我曾经认识一个朋友，咁我就系咁样嚟到批判佢。
He told me he was born and raised in East Vancouver.
佢话俾我听，佢喺东区最穷嘅地方出生。
And because of that, I thought, oh, that maybe he came from a very poor family, or that he wasn't very hardworking.
就是因为这样，我就觉得或者他是很穷的，或者他根本不是很勤力的。
I was totally wrong.
我其实是完全错了。
I soon realized that this person was extremely hardworking. He went to UBC. He was an engineer. He supports his mom and dad and his family. This person was a very hardworking person.
我后来先发现，原来这个人是很勤力读书，很勤力做工，读紧大学，读紧工程学，又来到抚养他父母。
If someone looked at Jesus and saw that he was born in a manger,What might have they thought?
如果有个人睇见耶稣系出生喺马槽嘅，佢哋会点样批判佢呢？
He had no home when Jesus was born. They might have thought, oh, he might not be very special.
因为佢冇屋企，冇家庭，所以人哋会唔会批判佢将来唔会有啲咩特别嘅成就？
But we all know that Jesus is very special.
但我们个个都知道耶稣是很特别的。
And the reason why he is so special is because he has roots in something very special.
他这么特别是因为他的根源是在很特别的地方。
I want you to know this very carefully. Jesus is not rooted in the place that he was born. He's rooted in something so much more greater than that.
我哋要你知道系耶稣唔系佢嘅根源，唔系佢喺边度出世，乃系佢喺更重要嘅根源里边扎根。
Jesus is special because he is rooted in God. He is the Son of God. He is both God and human, but he's rooted in that special thing, that God, and yet he is the Son of God.
大家都知道耶稣基督是神，并且是神的儿子，他的根源是从神那里来，他是神，亦都是人，亦都是神的儿子。
And because of that, we all worship him for being the Son of God.
所以我们才会崇拜敬拜他，因为他是神的儿子。
And I want to bring your attention to the next few verses right after verse 7.
我们请看路加福音第二章，跟着那几节圣经第八节开始。
And I'll read from verse 8 to 12 in English first. It goes, And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
路加福音第二章第八节至十二节那里说，在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间干着更似看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
Jesus is rooted in God. Jesus is not rooted in the manger.
耶稣的根源在神的里面，不是在马槽里。
And I just have to ask everyone in this church right now, what is the thing you are rooted in?
我想问一下大家，每一个在座的，你的根源是出自哪里呢？
As in, what is that thing that you cling to? What is your identity? What is the thing that gives you purpose?
有啲乜嘢你系捉紧住，觉得好重要，系俾你生命有价值嘅呢？
A few easy things people sometimes say, or you might say, is that perhaps you feel rooted in being as a Chinese person or a Chinese Canadian.
或者有些人觉得我很自豪，我的根源呢是因为我是中国人，我是加拿大籍的中国人。
Or perhaps you would identify so much with your work. If you are a business person, maybe you are so deeply invested in your business.
或者你是做生意的，你是的投资很大。所以你觉得你自豪的，你的根源呢，是在你个很大的生意里面。
Maybe you are born in a family that values that core family so much that your identity is always about your family.
或者你的家庭观念很重的，你觉得你整个根源呢，都是跟你的家人是有关。
Maybe you're a person that has a great talent that is so different from anyone else, and that you are so attached to the one thing that makes you unique.
或者你是有特别的才华，所以你整个的自我形象都在你的根源，都在你那个才华，是其他人没有的。
Or maybe you see yourself and you say to yourself every day, you say to yourself, I'm a good person. I'm doing good things in life.
或者你每一天跟自己说，我是一个很好的人，我做很多好事的。
The opposite is true too. I believe there are people in this world, when you wake up, you say to yourself, I'm a terrible person and I want to do things to get rid of my shame.
或者我相信有另一大堆的人呢，他每日起身都觉得自己是一个不好的人，他里面呢有好多好多内疚啊，好多不满啊，他要呢发泄出来。
Everyone in this church, everyone in this world, they have roots somewhere.
我们这里每一个在座的，其实我们的根源呢都在不同的地方。
But no matter what roots you have in,the truth is telling you that you need to have roots in Jesus Christ.
无论你的根源本来在哪里，其实你最重要都是扎根在耶稣基督里面。
I want us to jump to a passage of scripture from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 7.
在哥罗西书二章六至七节。
This was the scripture that our Thailand team used for 2 whole weeks, and it kept us having the center of Jesus with us the whole time.
两节嘅经文系我哋泰国短宣队呢两个星期一直用嘅，令到我哋呢系扎根喺呢两节嘅圣经里边。
In English, it reads, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord,continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness."
哥罗西书第二章第六节话，你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
Have you ever seen someone that has come to church for a short while and then all of a sudden they stop coming to church?
你有没有见过有些人来教会一段很短的时候，跟着你就以后都见不到他？
I've seen that many times.
我见过这些很多次。
Have you ever asked yourself why that happens?
你有没有问自己为什么会这样呢？
It's a tough question.
是很难答的。
First of all, there are many reasons, but I want to tell you a common reason why people stop going to church.
当然有很多理由，有一些人不回教会，但是其中最普遍一个理由就是。
And the common reason is that people stop going to church because some people just don't develop deep enough roots in Jesus Christ.
一个很普遍的理由呢，就是因为他们的根是没有深深扎在耶稣基督里面。
A long time ago, I knew a friend who in high school, she didn't go to church.
很久之前我认识一个朋友，他在中学的时候呢是没有去教会的。
And then in university, she, I think she messaged me, and she was very excited.She said, Justin, Justin, I'm going to church.
在大学的时候呢，他就通讯跟我就说，我现在回教会了。
And she sounded very happy. I was very happy. And she enjoyed church. And after 5 months later, she told me that she became a Bible study leader. She was a fellowship leader. And I was actually...kind of surprised.
在没几年之后呢，他告诉我他是很享受教会的生活。他只是去了5个月，他已经是查经组长，又是团契的组长。
And in my head, I was thinking, oh man, that was very, very quick in just 5 months. Okay.
我都好像有点担心，因为呢很快，不过是5个月而已。
And then what she said next,was very troubling.
他跟着讲的事令到我更加担心。
She said, yeah, this is very easy.
哦，原来很容易的，在教会做这些事。
I was feeling a little bit more concerned at that moment.
那我就更加为他来到挂心。
2 years later, I asked someone at that church how she was doing.
两年之后，我问佢教会嘅其他弟兄姊妹呢一个朋友点啊
？They told me she stopped going to church。
咁啲人就话佢已经冇嚟教会啦。
She did not have deep roots in Jesus。
因为佢嘅根唔系扎根喺主耶稣基督里边。
It's not about the time. It's not about that she was too quick into getting there. It's possible. It's possible people can have deep roots within a short time. But with her, I believe she was pushed into ministry too quickly without having deep roots.
当然喺时间长短唔系一个最大嘅问题，但我深信呢个朋友系俾人拱到去侍奉嘅，所以咧佢系根本系未适合。
And the opposite is true. It's possible that someone could be in church for a long time and still not develop deep roots.
当然好短嘅时候又可以扎根好深，但系亦都有好多人好长嘅时候喺教会，佢仍然咧都未能够扎根好深。
You need to have deep roots in Jesus and in God in order for you to have a longevity and maturity in your spiritual walk.
在你的灵性的生命成长里面，你需要很深的扎根在耶稣里面，以致你能够在祂的里面成长。
I want to look at two things for us to fully understand what it looks like to have deep roots in Jesus.
我想大家注意两件事，乜嘢叫做扎根喺基督里边呢
？I like to look at two things. The first thing is I love to look at plants, and the other thing is I like to look at real big buildings in Vancouver.
有两件事咧，大家可以注意嘅。我咧就系好中意睇一啲嘅植物，另外咧我好中意睇啲高楼。
When it comes to plants, we all know why they have roots, right?
我哋系知道植物点解会有根嘅。
It's looking for water. It needs water to survive.
我哋知道啲根咧系帮佢搵啲水能够生长。
But what's important is that plants, as plants are growing, the roots go farther and farther and deeper and deeper.
我哋都知道个植物越长越大嘅时候咧，嗰啲根会越嚟越深，越嚟越远。
And when the plant has already gotten all the water that it could find, it grows more, it grows deeper and deeper, so that it could try to find water and nourishment wherever it could find it.
当呢棵树或者系呢个植物好长生长得好快好大嘅时候咧，佢更多嘅根咧去揾更多嘅水分同埋营养。
As Christians who claim that Jesus is God, as we go to church,We need to have this active, searching for more and more spiritual water, more and more spiritual nourishment, wherever we can find it.
所以我哋话自己系基督徒嘅时候，我哋嘅生命成长，我哋又喺教会咁耐嘅时候，我哋嘅根啊，应该咧系不断咁样生长咧，系揾多啲属灵嘅水，同埋咧属灵嘅食物。
It concerns me when I meet some Christians sometimes.And I ask them, how are they serving in church or how their Sunday school is doing? And sometimes they say, oh, no, I just go to church and I sing and I go back home. That sometimes concerns me, immensely.
有时呢我是遇到一些会友，我跟他们说话你教会生活怎样啊你主要学怎样啊侍奉点啊？咁佢哋会话：，哎，唔使问啦，我翻教会系唱下歌啊，咁咪翻屋企啦。
My mom, who I love dearly, she raised me, she fed me, and clothed me, and sheltered me. I love her, but sometimes I have concerns that her deeps for sure could be deeper.
我咧系先至声明，我好爱我阿妈嘅。我阿妈咧又养我又喂我又供书教学对我好好，但系咧有时我都会为佢担心，觉得佢啲根咧好似唔系好深咁。
But of course, as moms and sons go, sometimes it's frustrating. And I remember many times I have asked my mom, "Mom, how is your church doing knowing that I know that there's some stuff happening at her church.
咁你知啦，阿媽同阿仔咧之間咧，梗係有啲有時有啲矛盾嘅。咁個仔咧就會好關心阿媽啫。阿媽，你教會點啊？近嚟知道教會啊，即係好似有啲問題咁。
And she says to me, "Ah, Justin, don't talk about church stuff. It's so stressful. I just want to go see my friends, go to dim sum, and then come home."
佢就会话仔啊，唔好问啊，唔好问教会啲嘢啦。我而家咧净系想安安静静翻教会，咁咧就参加崇拜，然后跟住咧就去出边食点心，咁跟住咧就翻屋企啦。
And as a smart, loving son, I of course I don't talk about it anymore.
我又咁聪明又懂仁义，咁所以咧我就唔会再提啦。
I say, "Mom, okay, you are right."
咁我话妈，你梗啱嘅。
But inside my heart, is still a little bit troubling.
但喺我心里边咧，我仍然咧都系有啲唔安乐嘅。
I want my mom to have deep roots in Jesus.
我好愿意我妈妈咧都系扎根好深。
I don't want my mom to have shallow roots in Jesus.
我唔愿意我妈妈啲根咧只系好肤浅。
Plants, they are always seeking for more and more water so the plant can grow healthy, taller and stronger.
一个健壮又长得好高大嘅一棵树或者一个植物咧，一定要好深嘅根。
Every church should be thinking about how we are nourishing everyone to be looking for that spiritual water.
每一个教会嘅使命都应该系帮助基督徒嚟到喺佢嘅灵命嘅扎根里边嚟到生长。
And so when you're coming to this church or any church, doesn't matter, that we pray you are attending all the things that are helping you understand more about the Bible, helping you to identify how can I care, serve, love one another, and how can I be finding more people who do not know Jesus Christ to come to church.
其实无论这个教会或者其他教会都好，应该帮每一个基督徒都在圣经里面更加扎根，是更加学习，更加侍奉，更加愿意彼此相爱，更加愿意是讲传福音。
I also want to look at these big buildings that I love to look at in Vancouver.
我咧亦中意喺温哥华行过时候睇到啲好高嘅高楼。
We all know why buildings don't really fall over when winds and storms come to Vancouver.
我哋知道即系温哥华真冇乜冧楼嘅事嘅吓，大风大雨咧都唔会冧楼。
Apparently, a couple weeks ago, there was a massive storm in Vancouver. Of course, I didn't know that because I was in Thailand.
前几个星期温哥华大风，但是呢我不知道发生什么事，因为我在泰国。
Buildings don't fall over because engineers, they're very smart.
是高楼不会倒呢，就是因为呢建筑高楼的工程师呢是很聪明。
They're smart enough to know that buildings will be exposed to these kinds of problems in life, where the wind and rain and all these things will hit this building.
因为他们未起屋的时候已经计过一定会有暴风雨来临的。
So the foundations of a building are purposely built super strong so that if big winds hit this building, the building will be secure.
所以那些很高的楼他们的根基一定要很稳固，能够是暴风雨来到都不怕。
As smart Christians, we have to knowThat the problems of life are going to hit us, and they're going to hit us hard.
我们是聪明的基督徒，我们一定知道我们人生里面一定会有很多的风暴。
It would greatly concern me if I met some Christians at church and they lived a life that said, "Oh, Jesus will never put problems on me."
如果我在我们教会里面有些基督徒认为一生都不会遇到风暴的。
Unfortunately, I have met some Christians who said, "Jesus loves me so much that he will not do anything bad to me."
我真係遇過一啲咁嘅基督徒話耶穌咁愛我，我一定唔會遇到風暴㗎。
Okay, well, first of all, you're right. God does love you.
是, 你, 啊, 有一点是对的, 耶稣是很爱你。
But because he loves you, he wants you to grow.
但是因为他爱你, 所以先正愿意你成长。
And sometimes God might put on you something challenging to see if you have matured.
所以有时遇到一些很大的挑战，就是看看你根本有没有成长到。
He won't put something on you to break you. He'll for sure put something on you that you're able to do.
他一定会是一些挑战，不是过于你能够承受，以致你会崩溃，乃是你能够在里面更加学习成长。
In Richmond, sometimes I see this weird thing. I see these big mountainous size of sand sitting on top of this open property.
在列治文住呢，我会睇到呢，喺嗰啲空地嗰度有时有好大堆好厚嘅泥沙呢，係压住嗰笪地。
It is a massive pile of dirt. It can go almost, five, six, seven stories high.
有时呢，呢一大堆嘅泥沙呢，喺个空地嗰度有成六层楼咁高。
And sometimes it's just sitting there for like months.
有时呢啲泥沙呢，就係咁样就放置喺嗰度放好多个月。
And I asked my friend, why is this here? The people have to like remove it later. They're just giving themselves more work. Why is this mountain of sand here?
我问过我朋友，点解咁大堆嘅泥摆喺个空地度，咁迟啲又要将佢搬走。
And my friend said to me, Justin, the land in Richmond is different from Vancouver.
佢就同我解释，佢话列治文嘅泥土咧，同温哥华系有啲唔同嘅。
The land in Richmond is not as strong as land in Vancouver, so they have to make sure that this land that they want to build on in Richmond could take the whole weight of a big building.
是因为未起屋之前呢，就要将个地基呢，是按到好实，令到那些地下就同温哥华那些好好硬的一样，咁将来呢，就可以起一个好高的楼。
So they take the same amount of weight that the building would be, but they just take sand and they put it there on the property to see if it's going to be okay.
所以他们将将来那个高楼那个重量就变了就好像泥沙那样，先放在一个空地那里，等它能不能够承受这个重量。
The engineers are testing the foundations if it's strong enough to withhold the building that needs to be 100% secure.
是多些工程师呢，就是测试一下这块地能不能够承受将来那个这么高的高楼。
In our lives, as we are growing, it is very possible, I guarantee it actually, that God will put some weight on your lives to test your foundations.
我深信并且好清楚，神一定会在你的生命里面摆一些重量，摆一些挑战，来看你能不能够承受得起。
It may be a very unfortunate thing that will happen in your life.
或者是一些不幸的事发生。
It may be if a loved one gets sick and has to go to the hospital.
或者我们很深爱的人有重病，要入医院。
It could be something like your relatives stop going to church.
或者你亲爱的亲戚朋友他不再回教会。
It could be changes in the finances, and all of a sudden you see that your bank account is lower than you expected.
或者是经济上出现困难，你的银行户口是突然间不够钱。
Maybe it's your family, or you have sons and daughters, and you feel like they're not going to take care of you one day.
或者你有仔有女，但你觉得他们将来不会好细心咁样孝顺你。
Maybe you're someone that's working for many years and you're just thinking, when can I retire? You feel like God is not letting you retire.
或者你是做工做了很久了，但仍然要继续做工，好像呢神都没给机会你退休。
These are the heavy weights that God might put on our lives to test if our foundation is secure in Jesus Christ.
呢啲就系神摆喺我哋生命里边嘅挑战，要睇下我哋嘅重量喺耶稣基督里边系够唔够扎根嘅根基稳固。
Before I finish, I want to read this last verse out of Colossians chapter 2, and it's really reminding us to be thankful in all circumstances.
喺结束之前，我想同大家再读一次哥罗西书嘅第二章，有一节咁样话。
It says that we ought to continue to live in Jesus, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith, just as we are taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
在哥罗西书第二章这么说，他在耶稣基督里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心就更加增长了。
Being thankful is actually very hard to do in tough times.
在困难的时候，能够存感恩的心是非常之难。
Oh, it's very easy to do it in good times.
哦，当你事事顺利的时候，就很容易感恩。
When I watch the Vancouver Canucks win a lot of games, oh man, I'm a Canucks fan all day.
在加拿大的Hockey 曲棍球系嘛？比赛赢咗咧，我就好感恩嘅。
Oh, but when the Canucks are losing, I can't even say I'm a fan. I don't even like them anymore.
当呢个曲棍球队输紧嘅时候咧，我真系唔想认系支持佢哋嘅。
How easy it is to be thankful when good times are here.
所以系。真系顺利嘅时候，我哋好容易去感恩。
So easy when you have a newborn in the family, when you got a raise at work, when you're going traveling. So in those times, boy, I could praise God all day.
当如果系有个 BB 出世啊，屋企或者系加咗人工啊，或者系啲事情好顺利嘅时候咧，我系好容易感恩嘅。
But let me tell you, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. When times are tough, it is so hard to be thankful.
相信大家都明白乜嘢叫做即系遇到困难嘅时候，好难系感恩嘅。
So this is how you know if you are deeply rooted in Jesus.
你点知道自己系咪真系扎根喺深喺基督里呢？
You'll know that you're deeply rooted in Jesus when not only can you be thankful in good times, you can be thankful in the worst of times.
当你的根是扎得很深的时候，你就知道在环境，在风暴来的时候，你仍然能够感恩。
When you have fallen on the most terrible times, when the doctor has told you some extremely terrible news, in that moment, you're still able to thank God.
当你的医生告诉你有些很重的重症，或者是你的环境非常不顺利的时候，但是你仍然都能够感谢神，你的根就是很深。
It is absolutely remarkable when you meet people like that.
是一个很特别、很奇妙的经历，如果你能够遇到一些这样的基督徒。
Because as we listen to terrible news, we try to sympathize, we try to feel for someone like that, and we think, oh, times are really terrible.
当我们听到人家有不顺利的事，或者是有些不开心，有困难的时候，我们当然大表同情，觉得呢是，哎呀，真不知道怎么安慰他了。
But when the reaction to terrible things in life is met with thankfulness, is met with a love for Jesus Christ, that is when you realize, my God, there is a maturity in this person that surpasses the usual, typical lifestyle in this world.
当你遇到一个人，他是遇到很大的困难，很大的失败的时候，但是他仍然都是充满感谢的心的时候，你就会觉得哇，这个人的灵性，他的成长是这么 咁长大成人系咁扎根咁深。
Everyone in this church right now could think of one terrible time in their life.
相信每一个人都谂到佢喺生命里边曾经遭遇过一啲好困难嘅事。
Sometimes you might think in our church at this moment we could be going through a challenge or struggle.
或者整体来讲，我们知道教会现在面临一个很困难的时候。
But let me tell you, if you're able to see the moments that we're in right now, or the other hard things in life in the future, and if you can see them as thankfulness, ways that God is building us up, that is how you will develop deeper roots in Jesus.
如果你现在睇到教会嘅环境，或者睇到自己将来要面临嘅困难，仍然都系充满感谢神嘅心，你实在就系已经一个长大成人、扎根好深嘅基督徒。
It is my prayer that everyone in this church develops deep, deep roots.
系我嘅祷告，我嘅祈求，但愿在座每一位都能够喺基督里边。
It is my prayer that we would care for each other, love one another, do things that God has asked us to do for each other.
我但愿我们能够是彼此关心，是彼此亲爱，并且呢是履行耶稣基督吩咐我们要彼此扶持的心。
And lastly, it is my prayer that as we walk together as a church,that sometimes we are going to offend each other, you know, this person doesn't like this, all these things in life, that is just the hardship of life, and we will meet that with thankfulness and with love and patience.
相信我们在教会一同侍奉的时候，必然呢是大家都有一些矛盾，有些冲突，但是我们看这些是神给我们一个成长的过程，以致我们能够心里面充满彼此相爱的心，彼此关心，又能够是一同成长，一同经历过。
I thank you for letting me preach today.
我感谢大家邀请我来是同大家分享神的话语。
I thank you for giving me a chance to help lead this church.
我更加感谢大家俾呢个机会我嚟到带领教会。
I'm still also trying to develop deep roots in Jesus.
我仍然都喺度学习点样系深深扎根喺基督里。
And I'm very thankful for where our church has gone to and this moment of time.
喺呢一刻嘅时候，我好感谢神，我哋嘅教会。能够是一同经历。
Let's pray.
我们请低头祈祷。
God, in this season of Christmas, let us be reminded of what's most important.
天父，我们感谢你在这个圣诞的节期里面，让我们记得在人生里面最重要的事。
Let us not be distracted by the gift giving and the shopping.
神啊，让我哋唔好分心专注喺购买或者彼此送礼嘅事上。
But let us remember that it's a time that we just honor your Son who was born to us.
我哋喺呢段时候，让我哋注目系主你自己嘅降生喺我哋中间。
And that moment when your son Jesus Christ, when he was given gifts of gold and myrrh and frankincense.
主啊，当你接到这些礼物，乳香、末药，是黄金的时候。
That we too can honor you in that same way.
我们愿意都是同样这样来到敬拜你。
Father, we thank you so much.
天父，我们多谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.